Episode 67, HPC Podcast.
67. We're back. This is 67 for the second time.
Is this on? We're good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your dot doing there?
It's red.
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
Does red mean I'm on?
Yep.
Oh, we are rusty.
And we are all here.
Yeah. We are rusty.
Yeah, man, it's probably been a year since we were all here. Holy smokes. Quick shout out. Hey, sponsor.
Yeah, we better actually. Yeah. Real quick. Mark Handy, Gull Lake Swift Current. All your welding needs, from pressure pipe to structural. Just give Silverback Welding Mark Handy a call. I see he's been spinning some pipe big time out there in the Gull Lake shop, so he's a busy, busy man. I've seen he's been losing and winning lots of money, betting parlays on the NFL.
Oh, no. He, big loser last night.
Big loser?
Big loser last night.
What a loser.
It's because he bet against
the Bills. Oh, he had the Bills. That's right. The Bills. $3,000.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
He wants us to give him a call at some point. We should do that.
You guys wouldn't see it, but we're in the 2025 Minot chat. He's like, you guys should call me and let me do a five-minute segment.
Five-minute segment, eh? But what?
Who the fuck knows with him?
I don't know. I feel like that guy could talk for 5 minutes, no problem.
He was in one here the last few days, just throwing out chirps left and right. Loving life.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've done one. I mean,
I look back, October.
October?
So basically we did one
in December.
Right.
And but we lost it.
We lost it.
Yeah, we've done that twice now, hey? Like, we should be at 69.
Yeah, nice.
Who was the guest in December?
No one. It was just
no. There was no guest. Oh, okay. So yeah. In December we went over the Niv and Carlisle stuff, and then we just talked to ourselves.
Oh,
about
yeah.
It. Yeah. But that was the biggest drama in the Big Six this year. Was the
yeah?
I don't know if we want to touch on it.
The what a guy playing in Carlisle.
Yeah, allegedly.
I don't know.
But anyway, time went on and nobody seems to care anymore. So
yeah. I mean, like we play them in playoffs, do we? Rear that ugly head right now, or
I mean,
someone was chirping like the whole league on our Twitter. I put just like the playoff matchups up, and then someone's
that.
Like,
"Did you just put that up today?"
Yeah.
So this is recent.
He's like, "It's pretty silly when a team with no wins still makes the playoffs." And I was like, "You know what, Shane? We don't make the rules. We just fucking, I'm just showing you who's playing, Shane. All right."
Is this the first time Arcola, one of those last years, must have went bagel in the win column? Is this like,
I should just,
no, they didn't.
Is this the first time that I remember a team going winless? They didn't go pointless. They went to overtime once.
So I'm saying, I pulled it up. But they, like, hold on here.
They almost beat Carlisle.
They were up 5-1 or something like that, right? Lost 10-7.
It says a team with zero wins makes playoffs seems just a bit silly. And I said, we don't make these calls, Shane. But they did get one overtime loss, so. And then shrug emoji.
Yeah. Who was it? Who said it?
Shane Sizz. I don't know who that is.
Sorry, Shane.
And then Brolin says, blame it on Arcola and Bean Fate for folding.
Yeah, exactly.
Facts. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's blame it on Arcola because then we'll have two dubs.
Everybody's like, I got a couple texts today. It was like, oh, congrats, coach, on the big win making playoffs. Like, oh, another first date with Redverse. And I'm like, no, actually, that win was even bigger than that. We avoided Mooseman. Everybody makes the playoffs.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, so that was key. Like you said, if it was Mooseman, it would have been probably go up there, get walked, come home, have a close one.
Yeah.
Game three, forfeit.
Likely. Yeah.
Sorry. 2022, 2023, Arcola went 0-20 and 0. Not even overtime loss. Ooh,
what year was that? Their last season?
Yeah, 22-23.
Hey, you know what though? Good on them for finishing it out.
They showed up to
20 games played.
You know what's weird about
they got them in
Arcola is that like you could add them all up, but I bet you 12 players are like dispersed.
Oh yeah, there's still lots.
Like there's like
there's guys.
Players. There.
Well, shoot, we have what, four of them, three of them? Well, I guess Kendall came before the last season.
But like, there's the flex that go to Kipling, and then other guys that went to Woda. It's like the players are still there. It's just like no one wanted to run the team.
A few of them, yeah.
Well, that's the that's the worst. Like, if you're playing and trying to do all that shit, and fuck, it's, I don't know. I don't think a lot of guys like doing that. I don't know. Benny still seems to do it, but
yeah.
But I think he's got a little bit of help.
Yeah, maybe he must. Because fuck, it's, I don't know. I wouldn't want.
I was on there. I guess it was on there today, just getting a refresher for this. I didn't realize Fleck didn't play all year. He's got like two games.
Well, he also had a huge 2-month suspension, I think, to start the year.
Yeah, he got suspended indefinitely.
So you think he's got like a doctor's note or something, or is he just done? Oh, he got it suspended indefinitely?
Yeah, he got suspended in league play, and then at the Sido Provincials, and then he went after the refs in Carlisle, got suspended again.
Went after?
As a fan. And it was indefinite?
As a fan, yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
Then yeah, 2 months or something, 2 or 3 months.
So yeah, he's just not playing.
So I guess, I don't know, the season, regular season's over in the Big Six.
Wasn't there one game? Oh, it was last night.
Yeah.
I didn't see what
result Huskies, was. Huskies and Rockets. I think it was 6-1
Rockets. 6-3
Rockets. 6-3, sorry.
Yeah. 6-1 was their Saturday against Kipling.
Right.
Yeah.
So Rockets finishing first with 14-0-2. Rangers, 13-2-1. Then we got the Cougars, 10-5-1. Red Devils 10-6-0. Huskies 9-7-0. Mustangs 4-10-2. Oil Kings 4-11-1. And the Flyers 0-15-1. And then points leaders, you got Kenton Miller with 52 points. He wins the scoring race in the Big Six.
Big last weekend, eh? He was 4 points behind Bud.
Yeah.
Before the weekend.
And okay.
Bud suspension where he didn't play Wawota or Kipling really paid off.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow. And then, Bud all the way, 48. Carter Sawchuk, 43.
Still Moosman. Way down from last year, eh? Like last year, there was guys pushing 70, 60.
Yeah. So, and then.
I guess less games. There's two more games last year.
Yeah. Nathan Miller, 41. Ben Johnstone, 39. Then goalies, you got Cody Mathewson, 1.80. Thomas Bosch and Redverse.
That's Redverse is two goalies.
2.40. And then Beckett, Kyler Beckett, 2.42. Mooseman, Logan's buddy. Levi Horn, Mooseman, 3.09. And Cody Levesque, Oxbow, 3.11.
Ooh, Beckett went 7-0-0-0. The shutout. Not one loss.
Yeah. So good for him. That's all your elites, as we call them. I don't know if they'd be, they wouldn't be considered elite, though, but they sure are putting up elite numbers.
Yeah. Those four guys, five guys. Yeah.
Yeah. There are non-elite elites.
We've, Bean Fate made sure of that. However long ago that was.
Yeah.
Where was that Oxbow?
I don't know.
No, that was Bean Fate.
I don't know.
Had that argument. Guys, have you seen him play?
Yes, yeah. That was Duca, yeah. He is not an elite player.
Yeah, classic line.
Red means you're on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm watching it too. You're
good. So shout out all those guys and shout out all the teams. It's been a busy winter. I mean, like, obviously, we would have liked to have more of these episodes, and we appreciate anybody who's still with us. Sorry for the lull. I had a kid in the end of November, so
yeah. I guess that's like, since we did this. We
talked at all since then. So between that and then, you know, sticking with the Mustangs and trying to play a little bit of rec, the podcast kind of fell.
Oh, and I'm coaching two teams and playing senior.
The podcast kind of fell to the wayside, but.
Yeah.
I only missed one practice.
For the rec team?
I was like, fuck. Yeah. I was like, fuck. But I got lucky, though. We had that was that Agribition week off.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's when the kid ended up coming, too. I was like, fuck.
That worked out perfect.
Yeah. So it was good. But little boy. I don't know. That's the Big Six. I don't know. I thought it was a pretty decent season. Any night, I thought any night, a lot of teams could have just, it could have went a lot.
I think it was
like closer. Mooseman and Redverse, you know, those are tough ones, but.
But Mooseman lost to Kipling.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So any night
and in I don't the Big Six. Was, Redverse. Did Oxbow get him once?
Carlisle got him once.
Carlisle?
In overtime.
Yeah.
Shootout.
Wasn't well, they never lost in regulation, so.
Yeah. But yeah, any night.
I think Mooseman beat them in overtime, maybe.
Wouldn't it be wild if the Flyers beat Redverse?
Just one time.
Or even one game.
Even yeah. scored three goals.
If they win, if they win
under five.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man. I hope they win a game. That would be fucking
Are
awesome.
They still doing the betting online, or do we... Is that... Put the kibosh
yeah, I kind that. Of forgot about that. No, we haven't online, talked about that
on
a, here.
That's a Chad question, I think.
They're still doing it, and rumors are somebody in the league got caught.
Doing what?
Should take guesses on who that would be.
Throwing a game?
Not throwing a game.
Missing an open net.
Missing an open
for
net.
For the over.
For the over.
Wow. Okay, yeah. We got to get into this.
They didn't pay him.
They dug into it.
Oh, they had the player had bet the over?
Yeah, the player bet the over and he missed.
No, he must have bet the under.
Well, whatever. He bet the over.
Yeah, bet the under.
He bet the under, missed the open net, so it didn't go over.
And it was him that missed the empty net.
Who is it?
Okay. This is alleged. I have no idea.
It's alleged.
It's alleged. So just say the name.
I heard from Chad, so I'm not going to say the name.
How about you just, we don't need a name. Just give us a team.
Call up. Carlisle.
Carlisle, okay. Yeah. But it's like, so who okay. is the, who is the authority who?
They must have somebody.
Somebody man. Must have, like, how do they even know that happened? There's Are no, they watching on Live
they
Barn?
They must have, like, someone in the
There has to barn, be a cool bet representative within the Big Six area somewhere.
Has
because
to be.
Why doesn't, like, the Regina
But how do you watch every game?
Like, why isn't
That's what I mean. Other like, were they bet? At the rink? How did they know he missed the open net?
This is a lot of allegedly.
That's yeah, that's what I mean. Like, so I'm actually glad that happened. Like, it gives us like,
yeah,
because we were talking, we brought it up right away. Well, yeah, we talked about it on the podcast that didn't allegedly happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well,
and that's correct. Like, I think the maximum bet you could throw down is $100,000. So let's say
you throw 100 grand.
I think your the
max,
max
payout, I think, is what
or max payout.
I think
so. Let's say you put down 50,000 each player in the game, put down 50,000 for the score to be over seven goals. You look at both goalies and say, just let in four goals each, and we'll
Jeez,
start.
She's 5-4 tonight, boys. Yeah. Yeah,
let in four goals, and then we'll start.
Yeah, I don't know about that senior betting. Like, you got to really trust your team, man. Like, you know, what's stopping a guy?
See, I never did bet
the DJ and
goalie.
Yeah, that'd be the easiest
like,
one.
Like, you know,
bet the over and have a tough night. Oopsie yeah. daisy, oh, tell us.
Sorry about that one. See, tell I your never, backup, like, hey, split it with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you
know, like I never bet on games we were involved with, but where I got fleeced was I took Mooseman to beat Kipling and Redverse to beat Wawoda in a parlay, and Kipling beat Mooseman.
Oh, no.
Wasn't like the payout wasn't great, but I was like, fuck, $2 is better than nothing.
Imagine yeah. if you yeah. bet so on Kipling.
What's that?
Imagine if you had bet on Kipling.
Well, that's exactly. How big are the spreads getting? Like, it's got to be like football. There's got to be spreads.
So, us against Mooseman when we went there.
But that was early in the year.
That was like our second or third game in.
Yeah.
It was a stupid, like, I would have made $1,000 easy.
Yeah. It was like a two or three game goal yeah. spread. But now, like, when Wawoda and Carlisle played here last week or this weekend,
the biggest one I seen was a 14 goal spread.
And that was Mooseman and Wawoda.
Yeah.
Oy, oy, oy.
And like, they always talk about this with the NFL. Like, they know what's going on. Who would – so back up 2 weeks or however long ago that game was, who are you taking? I don't know what the result of the game was without
you're
looking at it.
You're probably taking Redverse.
Was it Redverse Wawoda?
It was Redverse Wawoda.
Yeah. Are you taking 14 goals or are you going
– I would take the – I take the under.
I would too, but it's
I don't
like,
think a game got over 14 this year.
It depends. If was Kenton Miller chasing a scoring title? I feel like you would
– right. Did he talk about it during the game
slow down.
To the
Did
other
Kenton
team?
Miller have the over?
He must have had the under because it didn't hit.
Yeah.
So,
how many points do you think those guys are going to put up in playoffs?
Like, Florida?
All together. I think last year, I was listening to an episode from last year, and like going in the final, he had like 24. We were making fun of it because we said that they played both games against you. Like, and then we were kind of like making fun of like, I was listening to that episode because I was like, I better fucking like just listen back to a couple. And they were at like 24 points going into the final.
Yeah, games
like
one against of the me don't count.
I think.
You shouldn't count against.
Well, it was just funny because it was like, well, you played against them and then you had to go play with Carlisle against them. It was like, wasn't it how it was? Or fucking.
I can't remember. Yeah. I can't remember the exact way it was last year.
It would have been if Carlisle would have.
But I don't think it actually was all against you. I think we were like, we figured out that it wasn't, but we were kind of like joking that it was. That's why I remembered it was like 24 points going into the final they had. I was like, holy fuck.
In probably five games or six games.
Something like, yeah.
Yeah,
something.
They didn't lose in the playoffs last year, did they?
No, they were on. Remember, we said they were on like a 27 game heater. It was almost a whole calendar year before they had lost. They
didn't win any banners.
Yeah, and they lost.
That's
the double
still going to be it. Like, bannerless. Here they are, Red versus loading. They're ready to take off on their provincial run here, which I think they got a heck of a shot in.
I think they got a serious shot. I picked them in my bracket.
Did you? Oh, yeah. I didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Is that over?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I did not do it either.
I forgot. But yeah, like, they're looking for both of them again. And that was a hell of a week. Like, yeah, losing two banners in our own rank.
Potentially, they only have to play four games to win a banner.
In what? D?
Yeah.
No, D's got the most teams of any of them. Or
I thought they, but I'm pretty sure they got a.
No, that's Mooseman and B.
Yeah. Oh. B's only got five.
B's got five
teams. Okay, Mooseman and Langenberg play each other because I got a bunch of buddies on Langenberg that I was talking to yesterday. And they're like, yeah, we're probably going to get swept. I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, I think you guys got a shot, but
just run the goalie and take out Bud.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I was like, Bud, like they're all looking Bud for Bud. So just
well, that's
put a good guy on Bud, but
they're not as near as good as they were last year.
Yeah, I don't know what they picked up, but no, they'll be good. That'll be a good one.
It'll be good for them. And B is
it also depends who Langenberg, like if all their players actually go to the rink.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Langenberg. Yeah.
Well, Tommy and Bozinski are both playing.
They're both playing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's pretty power forward and a good D-man, but
you ran out of there.
But
entertained by the Cats right now.
Cats are ripping around. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you guys
I saw have. Radville had scheduled their Cabri series. I think that's going to be interesting to see because then I'm assuming Redverse is going to. I don't have the draw in front of me.
It could be Radville Redverse.
Radville Redverse, yeah.
In the next round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I got Redverse play. Or do they have a bye?
I hope they do play each other.
I do
like,
too.
So it's like a gauge for the leagues.
That's exactly what I like.
We'll see.
Radville's got a really good record.
Yeah. In that league.
It sounds.
I know. But.
It sounds. Sorry. But.
And I don't know anything about Cabri. I don't even know what league they're in without.
They're, I think, the White Mud.
White Mud, yeah.
Div 3. Oh, are they the Bulldogs? They're way over there.
Yeah, they're from like the lower
Maple,
division.
Like where the hell is Cabri? I thought it was.
It's by Swift, kind of.
Maple oh, really? Creek. I guess I didn't realize where that was. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Southwest.
Yeah, so you got to think Radville's going to win that and then get the doors blown off. By...
That'd be fucking...
That'd be great. Milestone's got Redverse.
How did Milestone end up in D?
That's why they wanted to go to the Nauticute because they dumped all their... Because my source in Milestone was texting me, asking me about Redverse. He seemed pretty confident.
Yeah, good luck.
And that's what I kind of said. I was like... I don't know a whole lot about your team, but.
How are they doing in that league?
Not well.
Well, yeah, you dump all the city guys and all of a sudden you're getting pumped.
Yeah.
Well, they had confidence they were getting into the Nauticute. So they were like, see ya.
Yeah.
We'll just take a bunch of.
Well, and if you're planning to get into the Nauticute next year, you better not be running show in a better league this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Watch them come out and beat Redverse and Nauticute be like,
see you later.
That's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what – I didn't ask what they picked up.
Sask Hockey sent out an email to all, like, the teams about provincials, about, like, changes. And I can't remember exactly what they were. But D was proposed change was to – I can't remember exactly how they worded it, but it was basically no, population or whatever, but you have to enter your team, your rostered team for the season. Can't pick anybody up, and you're allowed three imports, which an import would be someone with 50 some games SJ or higher. And then they asked for any recommendations. I said, I agree with everything in D, except I would make it four imports, as that's the rule in the Big Six. So,
and you just take your team,
just, like that's the whole league. So, just, I don't know, maybe make it four imports so that every team in the Big Six would have that option without dropping a player. But
oh, so you're saying we, in theory, could have went in D provincials
next year.
Oh,
with our roster.
Counting the waiver and estimate, guys.
Yeah.
Which was talked about earlier this year. When we started looking at it, and we were going to try and get into provincials, like I'm sure we could have called and said like, hey, like this is our roster. We're technically, this should be
A.
We're not A. And they might have slid us in the D.
Really?
But then
it would, it'd be like an exemption.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
But then just, like, you look at it and we get red. We would get red first.
Yeah. We'd have to.
But how does it work with like,
they have to call Kelly and be like, wink, wink, give us some Radville. We just want to have a fun series here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, like, it would have took.
We don't want Redverse.
It would have took a little bit of convincing to be like, hey, like we're not going to be without Sterling, Josh, and Keaton.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah.
They're going A or in the A.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get, it's not easy sledding when you're trying to go provincials when you got Weyburn guys. It's 10,000 people. And then you got Estevan, you got 15,000 people.
Yeah.
It's just.
That's why it works for Redverse, is they're good.
And they're locals. Local. Yeah.
Oh, it's a, that's like, I that, respect Redverse's team. Guys,
so? Yeah. Well, they got, so guys in Rokenville split up. Half went to Rokenville or to Redverse. Like half went to Langenberg.
Where did Tommy Toey go?
Langenberg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think someone, why? He's not going to Redverse after they sat on his neck.
I thought they just split him up. Didn't know it was his choice. I thought they just split him and let you go wherever you go.
He could have went there and sabotaged their whole season.
Yeah. Just firing him in his own net.
After they sat on his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, can't
believe. Although that guy's not playing anymore.
In the first 5 minutes, yeah. Uh-huh. Classic. Yeah,
Kendall retired him.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
That's when Kendall hit that Potapinski open ice.
And then he chased him around?
I don't remember that either.
It was in Redverse, right? And then, Potapinski got all pissed off, and he was, like, chasing Kendall around the ice.
Really? I don't remember. Where was I for that?
In the zone, in our zone, and the puck was down on the other end, and Potapinski's chasing Kendall around.
It's hilarious.
Kendall's just laughing at him.
How about Kendall in our last
home game? That's, like, 600 pounds right there.
In our last home game, there's a puck. They dumped it in. Puck came out. Bouncing like into the slot.
Kendall, like against Oxbow?
Yeah. Kendall pushes it into the corner. Is that 17 goes into the corner. Kendall just hammers
it. Oh, yeah. That was a hard, hard
just hit. Just a bait, hey? Just like,
oh, yeah. Just no, like, you here you go.
Go get it.
Yeah.
So I took the ref some beers after that, and they were like, yeah, that wasn't a penalty. I think he was falling, and Kendall was already falling through with the hit. I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
So I was talking to Buddy today, and apparently that guy that Kendall hit was so pissed off after the game. He punched the brick wall in the dressing room and broke his hand.
In Mydale?
In Mydale.
Who was it?
That Kelby Windermere? Windermeyer?
Windermeyer?
There's brick walls in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, between the... Yeah, there's brick walls.
Yeah. Well, in the shower?
In well, the...
On the no. outside wall in the away rooms? It's all cinder blocks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's maybe not the smartest move.
So,
yeah.
Goodbye playoffs. Goodbye provincials.
Oh, just because I mean, he's just like, is he good? I don't even know.
I think he's a good hockey player.
Yeah.
When was this?
Saturday.
Who came? What?
One of Oxbow guys punched the wall and broke his hand, allegedly.
It was the third period. They dump it in,
yeah,
off the end boards, and they bounce back into the slot. And then kind of like off balance, just like they're pushed back into the corner, which is good play. Then this kid goes and goes right into the corner, and then Kendall follows him into the corner and just hammers him.
It was a hard hit.
Yeah.
And the ref said it was fine.
For a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that was fine.
I thought he was off balance because the ice was so great that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was a...
Yeah, shout out for the Huskies for powering through.
Jesus Christ.
Man, okay, so...
We're going to be the new Yellowgrass to them. They're going to complain.
They were, like, mad. It's like, I can't... I'm just surprised, like, I feel like they thought they were going to come in there and it was going to be a cakewalk. It's like, I don't know. Like, we had, like, no doubt we were going to win that game.
You know, I was kind of laughing, like...
Well, at least put up, like, at least it's going to be a good game.
It's
going to
be a good game, like, yeah.
Like, we get pumped 11-4. It's like, come on, you guys, pull your fucking head out of your ass. All right, beers, pizza, turn the music up. I took them their beer. Not a single fucking word.
It was quiet.
It was quiet. Nobody said a fucking
you know what,
word,
though?
No music, nothing.
Where was that?
Yeah, but that's a tale as old as time. Yeah. Like, if we played every game with that roster we had on Saturday, we wouldn't be 4-10-1.
No, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just like that's just the same. It's senior hockey forever.
Yeah.
Starting right? Doesn't matter, like... Yeah. Who it is, right?
No, it was up with the ice. Just
so, like, they should have been able to read the game sheet and been like, we're going to be in for one.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a minor league, or not the, like the minor hockey tournament.
Well, there's a tournament. They probably flooded like 15 times that day or something.
But. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
And it was
there.
Like three. It was like minus three.
The ice in Minot, I'm pretty sure anybody who's played there can attest that the ice is really never an issue there. Like they have good ice.
In the past.
It was fucked.
Oh, yeah. It was. We brought. Had to bring out the CO2 to fucking freeze them.
I've never seen anything like
fucking,
that.
Fucking Greg Crotz.
But there was like 9 minutes
clutch,
left.
Like, Greg.
We have to finish this game. Like there's 9 minutes
left. He was fucking bugging me. Like,
how about Keaton fucking snow shoveling water behind the net like the ice girls?
Yeah. He's like, I've seen this in the NHL before.
Yeah.
We had to get him a short skirt.
Yeah.
Dude, he went behind the net and like it was like 10 feet of water went up. I was like, ooh, that's probably awesome.
Yeah. But but I was thinking, like, you know, Oxbow was hoping for at least 2 points this weekend, right, for home ice. Which they didn't get.
And they got zero.
So now they're going home with zero. They're going into Carnduff. I think they're going to, like...
I think they're going to beat the wheels off Carnduff.
Well, I don't know. But they're definitely going to be fucking hungry.
Oh, like, yeah.
They are pissed. The dog pound, the heat lamp is turned off. Like, that dog is ready to chew on some fucking bones, man. Yeah. Like, he's hungry.
Sorry, Jake.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying, like, heads up, Jake. Yeah. Like, these guys are pissed.
Hey, Jake, who did send the money over for the beer, so we're fine.
Yeah, sorry, Jake sent the boys $120 for the win. He said he had a couple cases of beer for us. I told Dino that against shout out Dino. I know you're listening. I love Dino, man. He's just such a good guy to talk to. But he goes, I sent him the one day and I was like,
When they were playing Kipling.
Yeah. I was like, fuck Dino. I got a couple cases of beer for the boys. If you guys can pull out a win tonight, like, fuck, he's like, well, that's not very nice to say. Like, you know, what are you saying? Like, he's like, I think we could play with you guys if we had whatever. Like, that game we had against you, you know, it wasn't. I'm like, no, Dino, I'm not meaning to insult you. Like, we need you to win so we can get ahead of Kipling, like, you know, without working for it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you need the 2 points. Yeah. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not trying to insult you. Like, sorry, man. He's like, oh, no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't take anything you say seriously or something like that. But yeah, no. Shout out Dino. I know you're listening. Boys in Wota. We're rooting for you guys against Redverse. Fucking, I am. Fuck.
Are you? We're going to put money on him.
I think, oh, yeah, I will. I'll put $2 on him later today.
Yeah.
$2 would probably turn you 200,000 with those odds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's all I got. That's all I can afford to bet. Oh, I'm not a gambler, man.
You're not a gambler. Fuck off.
Not online. I won't do online betting.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be in person.
I'll go to a
casino. It's all about the experience. Eh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Pay for the experience.
Yeah. I like playing bingo.
Yeah. Okay, that's barely gambling.
Bingo's all right.
What's the Wi-Fi? Is it Transcend?
Yeah, Transcend, yeah.
I'm just gonna get ready for our
game. But yeah, so I think that Oxbow Carnduff series is going to be...
Barn burner.
Good. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. So if you're looking
physical
to watch some senior hockey in that area, I would go to those barns.
You know what? That's going to be physical.
Yeah.
Kipling's got one win against Mooseman this year.
Oh, and if Kipling, like, I haven't seen how many games their guys got.
They
got
to actually show up, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have to show up
just like
fucking
us.
Put their boots on.
Well, that's,
yeah.
Like, I don't know what their, how many, you need six to play playoffs or an exemption? Like, that Toye or whatever, 5 games, 8 points. Chewonka, 4 games.
What?
Mish, 4 games. Like, so basically the guys that come and beat us that day aren't
playoffs. That would okay.
Kolesar's got Kipling, 6
gonna,
though. No, Kolesar's got 6 games.
If you're going to do that, then just fucking leave them at home against us. Like, fuck you. Like, fucking
so,
you.
So one out of those 3 players I heard was in talks with Karnda for provincials. I'm not going to name his name.
Okay.
But when Kipling had 2 or 3 games before Christmas, he fucked off to Kelowna to go party for a week and said, fuck the boys. I'm not going to tell you who. I'll tell you off the air, but... And that, I guess, ruined his little chance to go provincials, too.
What team? Okay. Why would Carnduff care about that?
There's no commitment, right? They want a guy
who's
committed. Which, I mean...
Oh, the opposite
who does
of...
Carnduff wants a guy who's committed?
The opposite of Carlisle.
Why the fuck did they pick up Tyler Spencer?
That's a question for your friend.
Well, one Spence game is then playing quits. With them.
Coward.
Yeah.
Coward, Toasty.
Top four would look
He did pay nice. His fine, though. He did pay his fine. I fined him, and he paid it.
What'd you fine him?
$250.
Hey, are we fining...
The top four on the Mustangs blue line looks pretty nice with him on there.
I know.
Are we fining
too late now.
Cash for the no suit?
Yeah, I told him. Well, I'm done this year, but I told him he's a rookie next year for that.
2 year rookie duty.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, that or he could just wear a suit every game the rest of this year, and that.
I'm fine with that. So you guys, I think it should be up to the letters and the goalies to decide.
I would be happy if he just wore. We got at least 3 playoff games. Hopefully more. Planning on more.
Yeah.
If he wears the suit every time, then we don't have to.
You know what?
And we're good.
We should make them wear a suit for the rest of the year because
it's good luck, man. They have to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No. And so for people who don't know what we're talking about, Chad put in the group chat for the rookies to wear suits to our game against the Oxbow because she was a big one, and a couple of boys turned out. You know,
looking good.
Ashton and Parker, they wore their suits and they looked sharp.
That was a very synced up. Beer crack there, Tom. Yeah.
Although Ashton was pretty fucking greased, I think, before the puck even dropped.
Yeah.
That's a classic move, though. I used to do that all the time when I was just starting and you're in the stands for a game.
Well, yeah. we're
like, you got to get pre-gaming.
Right? Bailey was like, some kid in a suit came up to me and was like, so that must be baby Graham. Looks just like him, bald little fuck. I was like, who said that? She's like, I don't know, some kid in a suit. He was wearing a toque. I was like, oh, Ashton, our healthy scratch. I was like, that's what funny. A fucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a beauty.
Yeah, he was feeling her.
Yeah, well, I see him, like, we're leaving for warmies, and he's in the room, and then he leaves with 4 beers. And then we come in after, we go out for the first period, 4 beers. Second period, 4 beers. Third period, 4 beers. Perfect. So that's 16 beers right there.
And he's not a big guy.
He is not a big guy.
No, he's a little guy. But that's one thing we've been lucky with this year. We got a lot of rookies. Beers. We got a lot of rookies that came in. And
it's actually refreshing to have some young guys around.
They're gonna next year there'll be even more, you know. It'll be nice. It's a good thing to have maybe for a rebuild, but yeah, no, I had fun. I had fun this year. It was, you know, ups and downs, but we like you said, we won the one we had to. You know, it was lost some we probably shouldn't have, but won the one we had to.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, last regular season game the last 2 years is ours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Against, you know, good teams.
Yeah. Right.
As long as the ice is crappy.
Yeah.
Was the ice crappy against Mooseman?
Oh, yeah. It was it was kind of similar. It reminded me of...
Was that the game with the slush behind the net in the other team's end? In the lobby end?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But if Ox was listening, the only reason you got great...
Yeah, it is. That's the game.
And that's the game
got stuck.
They lost to us Super Bowl Sunday, and their bus got stuck behind the rink.
Yeah.
They were too worried about the Super Bowl that night. They were texting me all day about the Super Bowl. I'm like, dude, I don't care about the Super Bowl. We got to play this game.
Just think, we're a whole week ahead or 2 weeks ahead of us.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, that's okay. Do we like the 16-game season, or do we wish you had 2 more?
Well, 16-game season plus 3 playoff games, like you're still, you know, like
I know.
Even if you only play 3.
I know, but this is the shortest...
Yeah.
Shortest regular season in probably 20 years.
Me personally, like, I don't know. Like, I go to every single game. So for me, it was perfect. Like, you know, one game weekend. Because you can't really, I can't really skip out. I got, like, egos to keep in check and shit like that, right? Like, it's kind of a half-assed job. But it's, for me, it was good. I'm sure some guys probably wanted to play more games. But there's only, like, a handful, maybe 4 or 5 guys played every game. So I think 16 games is perfect.
16 games we had.
If anything, I'd say less.
Lindenbach. Lindenbach played 15 games.
Guess no, 14. He got on the Carlisle game sheet, the game that he didn't come to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 14 games. Matty Geske played 15.
Because he was supposed to come and didn't. And then
Tater.
Tater
played 16.
Yeah.
So he played them all.
Yeah.
Kendall played 15. Parker, rookie, played 16.
But he's not there for the first playoff game I saw.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that, Parker?
You come to every regular season game, and the first playoff game, you're out.
I think the short season will, you know, if Red versus Carnduff, Oxbow, Mooseman.
Oh, it'll help them.
Make nice provincial runs.
I think it's great for provincials, man.
A season go that deep again.
Yeah, it'll depend on the amount of teams, but yeah, it won't. We won't have any more 21.
You get
games
more teams. Time to get those five playoff games in. Like you get 3 weeks.
Yeah. So if we end up back at 10 teams in the league, then we'll be back to an 18 game season because you play. But we won't ever be over up to 20 again. I don't think.
At Yahoo, eh?
I don't know. Yeah, that's quite. I saw that.
Set up
by
an agent.
At Yahoo, I'll set up the invite now. We'll just see if we can get him.
We're doing
we're
two.
Just gonna roll right
two
into
episodes.
It
let's just do two episodes.
Huh?
Yeah, we'll cut it off and I'll put it separately.
Well, then don't invite him yet.
Yeah, yeah. What time is it? Yeah. No worries.
Give her another 15 minutes.
But yeah, I guess with that being said, on our next episode, we have a guest coming in. Yeah. I don't know.
Mustang defenseman.
So he was on a podcast. I can't remember what the podcast was called.
Off the Hall.
No, I don't know what it was called. But but anyway.
A golf podcast.
And anyway, he was on this podcast, and they put all the teams he played for, in the description. Like, when you're, like, click on their podcast.
Even all, like,
all the
Euro
teams,
teams?
All the teams he played for, like, no, NHL, and, like, what, like all the teams they were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, was drafted, and, you know, he played for this team, and this team. And now is currently playing senior in Southeast Sask. It's like you really couldn't have put the Mydale Mustangs, eh? Like you really could type out the LA Kings, the Florida Panthers, Winnipeg Jets, but you couldn't put the Mydale Mustangs. You just had to put senior in. I don't know, man. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, you know, I'm not listening to this podcast. No. Sorry, what was the name of the podcast?
It was a golf podcast.
Off the Hosel. Off the Hosel. So I think the guy that hosts that is the interim coach for the SM Bruins. Yeah. Actually. Yeah. So
really?
Yeah, Drew. Drew.
We need
Drew
to. We should coordinate.
Yes, I think we should. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of
Keaton's, he lives in Estevan.
Yeah, one of Keaton's teammates for provincials and Sterling's teammates is also not
this
coaching
Rip guy.
Yeah, Turner Ripplinger.
Oh,
really?
Okay. He won the championship in Estevan.
Because I've also been thinking
they were calling him Rip. That's all. I didn't
like. Now that Marty's settled in and Estevan, we should get him back on too. But
yeah, we go do it in the Bruins room.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a put.
And
didn't
drink
say.
Everything in their fridge. But I'm sure there'll be some beers in there.
I was gonna say we're gonna drink. What are those? The cardboard Gatorades.
Oh, Quenches.
No, I don't know.
BioSteels.
BioSteels and whatever. They're going to have bubblies. I don't know. Maybe the Bruins room has beer.
I don't even think there's a fridge in there, to be honest with you.
What the fuck?
Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think there wasn't when I was in there.
Well, yeah, they probably knew you guys were coming. Like, oh, we got to
maybe they
us
took
out
the
here.
Fridge out.
They took the whole fridge.
We had a bunch of Yetis in there when we were in there. Like, we had like a bunch of coolers on ice. Like, we had to bring ice every couple days. But yeah, no, yeah, our next guest coming up next episode. He's playing with us now. We picked him up. But Keaton Ellerby, he was drafted into the NHL, 10th overall in 2007 by the Florida Panthers. He's played.
We don't have to get into that now.
Played really? Like over 200 NHL games, and yeah, he's gonna come and join us. But
seems like a good guy.
Yeah, you know, hockey, whatever. Fucking just a great dude.
Yeah.
Like, so
I've only met him one time, but
like he came to Carnduff for our first game and we're like, warm ups were done. And we're like, I don't even know if this guy's real. Like, hopefully he's coming.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we signed him. Hopefully he's coming. Fucking me and Chad are standing outside the room and all of a sudden this guy, he's got a Winnipeg Jets bag and he's like fucking tall.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's huge.
Well, this has got to be him, right? Comes up, hey guys, yeah, like Keaton fucking shakes my hand. The guy's got mitts on him, fucking grabs my hand. I'm like, geez, like just squeezing.
Like size 18 gloves.
Yeah. What I appreciate nice is guy. The same thing. It's the same thing Spence did when we picked him up for provincials back in the day, back however long ago that was.
Yeah.
When he was playing for Bean Fate. And I appreciated it then, but this guy, you know, he's got a little more pedigree than Spence did. There's a stall open he could have sat in, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't worry about that. He just walks right in, plops the bag down, and sits on the wooden box.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Doesn't worry.
It's like, hung his stuff up in a stall for him, and no. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, some guys get this ego where it's like, oh, you don't have a stall for me?
He doesn't he just grabbed the pint. He sat right face-to-face with me on that wooden box. It's like,
Yeah, no.
Is that because his like he wouldn't fit in the stall?
Maybe it
could be. Could be.
Well, we only have what 20 stalls it's and 20, it's 20 yeah. guys with the room. Yeah,
but still
20 stalls, including the corner stalls, which
sucks. There's a stall for every player available on a game sheet.
The corner stalls are not good.
Yeah. I didn't mind, like, you don't have a lot of foot space. Well, the one by the goalie's worse.
Yeah.
The one in the other corner, like, you've got, you don't realize how much space is in the stall.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, you don't have a lot of foot space, but, like, you could set up a little campfire in your stall. Like, yeah, there's yeah. so much fucking, you could sleep in there.
The stall itself has a lot of space. It's the foot space.
Yeah.
And so Kickley sits in that corner stall, and then Carver
beside the goalie. In. That's a tough one.
But then Kickley's got his bag. Like, he's dressing out of his bag like an 8-and-under kid. And I'm like, Kick, we have stalls. Just hang your shit up and tuck your bag away.
Yeah.
So Carve can, like, because yeah, Carve's yeah. like, he had to go put his shit on the fucking box, and I'm like, Kicks, move your fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's fair, but the problem isn't the stall, it's the bag.
It's the bag.
It's the bag. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, Kicks, we have stalls. Hang your shit up and tuck your bag away.
Oh, I think that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Does anybody have grinds or gears?
I
know.
Because I do. Do you remember when I texted like a month ago? I was like, we got to do a pod because I have a grinds my gears right now.
And Kevin has no beers at his shop.
Okay. It's I don't know. It might be. Well, that does grind my gears. I fucking left town today. That was
that
bad.
Grinds his own gears.
That grinds my gears. Yeah.
We do have tequila.
I went to
tequila and spiced rum.
I went to
and a tall boy of Budweiser or Bud Light. That's warm.
We're going to share. We're all going to share it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to the
yes.
Those are $80 pies. I'm not sharing those.
Huh? I think your dad's is only 70.
Oh, yeah.
We can eat that one.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah, thanks, Ed. I went to the Card Lock whenever I texted you guys there, and there's this fucking guy, right? Okay. I don't care if it's Card Lock or a gas station. When you pull up to a pump, pull up all the way. Don't leave your fucking half of your truck
in front of the other one.
In front of the other one, so yeah. I can't pull up. I gotta fucking wait for this guy to fucking fill his truck and leave because I can't get to the fucking pump behind him because he fucking parked halfway. And I see this shit all the time ever since that. I'm like, why are people so fucking dumb? Like, pull up. Especially, and he looked at me and saw me waiting.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't think to move.
He's just like, why is this guy waiting? It's yeah. like, well, because the fucking nozzle won't reach my truck, you idiot. Like, pull up.
Yeah. He stopped and got out of the truck. Like, he stopped with his door by the pump and got yeah, out yeah. and then ran the hose back.
Yeah, to back. His truck. Yeah. yeah. And the other two sides.
I know exactly
other,
what you're talking
The other
about.
Two sides were full.
Yeah.
So I had to wait for this idiot to fucking yeah. fill up his truck.
Pull up to the fuck. So your fucking you gas cap is your, right like, in front of the hose.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wasn't in a hurry that day, so it was fine. But it was just like, oh, dude.
Does this count as drivers?
I think so.
I think yeah. it counts as drivers.
Yeah.
I think.
But I also think it's just like I think it's another of like inconsiderate people.
Yeah.
Like yeah. you know, like when I was talking about that TL Media guy in Langenberg, that guy that was like in front of the fucking. Remember that when he was like standing in front of TL Media's camera, so
yeah.
you couldn't see.
Oh yeah, Langenberg, yeah, yeah.
And I was all fired up about that, and it was like, that's inconsiderate.
You
people.
Want to talk inconsiderate? So go to Mexico, landing in Regina. Pull up my truck or my phone. Yeah, I'm gonna start the truck. Oh fuck, truck won't start. So get the cab over to the hotel where the truck's parked. Walk up to my truck. Some cocksucker didn't steal my cord. He unplugged my truck so he could plug his in.
Ooh.
And didn't plug it back
didn't
in.
Didn't plug it back in.
What a
his vehicle, he left his fucking vehicle set there with his cord plugged in and just left mine unplugged.
What
I'm like, you fucking
dick. What a dick.
So I unplugged his before I left. Fuck him.
I would have took his cord, man. Did you steal his cord?
No, I just unplugged his.
I would have done something better. I would have cut his cord in half. Snip. Fucking see you later. And I would have left it plugged in. Just fucking cut it. Yeah.
Fuck, I was mad.
Oh.
So fucking another
hotel. I think you would have the right, like, am I wrong in doing that? What if it wasn't him, though?
I think yes.
You what if it wasn't him?
Had to be. If your cord is unplugged and he's plugged into the same plug-in.
Oh, yeah.
I was there, like, my truck's out for like 8 days.
So it could have been
it could have been could've someone been. Else.
But.
Okay, if it was there 8 days.
If he noticed. So hold on. If he noticed that yours was unplugged and didn't, like, there's probably another plug somewhere?
Yeah,
no?
I'm yeah. assuming there was.
So he's still a cocksucker.
Yeah.
He's still a cocksucker.
But are you wrong to cut his cord? I think yes.
What if it fell out, like, after he plugged
That's
it?
That's a dick move.
It's hard to say.
Yeah,
here.
I think cutting the cord's too far. Just unplug it.
Yeah.
Maybe roll the cord up and throw it in the box.
I think if you cut his, gone. I think if you cut the cord, you're going to get, karma's going to get you.
No. You don't want to know something about karma? Karma's not real. Karma's only real if you believe in karma. No, because bad things just happen, man. Bad things just happen. Good things just happen. You know what? I don't believe that, but somebody told me that one time, and I thought it was hilarious. He's like, I said, that's bad karma. He's like, Graham, karma's not real. Karma's only real if you believe in it. Bad things just happen. You got to realize that in life sometimes. I was apprentice welder. You told me that.
Did you say, yeah?
Both can be true here.
Did you say, both yeah, but when true. You do more shitty things seem to happen to you. It's weird.
I wouldn't know. I'm a good person. I don't do shitty things.
Other than like cutting someone's cord at the...
Well, I've never done it, but I said I would
think about it.
Yeah. You wouldn't do it.
I would probably just unplug the cord, roll it up, throw it in the box of his truck so he thinks somebody stole his cord, and he'll find it later.
Yeah.
That's probably where I would go. Just
toss it underneath.
Yeah, or toss it underneath.
And then he backs up and it's like, oh, there it is.
What if you...
Message received.
What if you unplugged it and went and found another vehicle that wasn't plugged in and went and plugged that one in for someone? Is that too far?
Shit.
So technically,
I don't know. That's
no, you go far enough away. Yeah. You know, like
two hotels down.
It's like, oh yeah. So it's like you do one. So technically, you do a bad thing, but technically, you do a good thing. So do those two things cancel each other out and null karma?
I think you broke even.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
You canceled out your shitty thing with a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I got one for you. That's just reminded me of it. So it actually happened last winter, but it's still relevant today. So we went to a hockey tournament with the kids in Pence, and we stayed in Regina for an overnight tourney last year. It was like minus 40 that night.
Oof.
The one family, the brand new SUV, getting right off the lot. It was the first road trip with it. Beautiful, whatever. They bought it from a dealership. I'm trying to think. I think in Regina. Could have been Estevan, but I think in Regina. They go to the hotel, get their cord out. No block heater.
California car.
There's no block heater. Was that a Beamer?
No block heater. And so they had the salesman's cell number. It's like 10:30 at night. The wife phoned and tore him up. Fucking new, and the wife, husband made him phone her phone back the next day and apologize. Doing so bad. But I think she was in the right.
I think so too.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine selling a vehicle in Saskatchewan? But
you didn't ask. Yeah, you didn't make sure.
Yeah.
I think that should be standard on any vehicle sold in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, yeah. You shouldn't even be able to sell.
You shouldn't have to ask for that.
Yeah. I think you got to be smart enough to like.
If you brought it, like when my cousin moved to Regina for university. Only person I've ever met who grew up in Ontario and went to Regina for university, but that's beside the fact of all the places, you know, grew up in Southern Ontario. But she came out here. Oh, one morning her car wouldn't start. It's like, would you plug it in? They don't have block heaters in Southern Ontario, apparently. It's not a thing.
See,
but this, it was either Regina or Estevan, like middle of fucking Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And they're like, it wasn't like a Nissan or some fucking
on some of these brand. Newer
it was
GMs?
Like it was a, I don't remember if it was a GM or a Ford, but it was like a fucking
on these newer GMs or Chevys, it comes with a special plug you've got to put in and then put your block heater cord into
apparently it. And then it was like, well, how long does it take to put a block heater in? Apparently it was a 6 hour or something. It was cost them, well, they didn't have to pay for it, but it took all fucking day to get there. Block heater put in.
That is poor salesman just getting.
But is this. That like it? I'm not saying the salesman's not like shady.
I'm not saying it's the salesman's fault because how the fuck? I don't know who at the dealership is in charge of getting the block heaters in the vehicles when they show up because they don't come with one, right? It's added.
Yeah, it should just be like that's like a management
it
thing.
It fucking rolls off the truck at the dealership. That should be like the first fucking thing that happens.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else they do to them.
Maybe it was cheaper.
It's like mud flaps, though.
Oh, yeah. Mud flaps, running boards, fuck all that shit.
But that shit doesn't...
No.
Doesn't... Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not a necessity in the province.
It's not a necessity here,
You know,
it beats your vehicle up, but it doesn't... It can't run without a block heater in the wintertime.
You can get pulled over for mud flaps, though.
True.
For not having them?
Yeah. True.
It's a safety issue.
Really? So how the fuck can that vehicle drive off your lot?
I don't know if any of you guys have had to, I don't know if any of you guys have priced out mud flaps recently.
They're fucking expensive. They are
not cheap.
That's why I've got a lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
I got the cheap ones, bolted them on.
But
wrap up number one or what?
Yeah, we can wrap her up. So I guess good luck to all the teams in the Big Six heading into playoffs this weekend. And
except Carlisle.
Except Carlisle. Yeah. No, good luck. I wished Oxbow coach good luck before the game on Saturday. So I'm going to
do something good. Good happens.
Yeah. Karma. Karma's real. Yeah. So all you elites and non-elites, keep your stick on the ice, and thanks for sticking with us.